Ellen?
Yeah.
I can. I can. John?
I can.
I can.
Rex? I can.
I can.
No matter what it is you think you want to do, you can do it. Now, do you want to do it enough to say I can?
I can.
And follow through. Most of the time, that's not the case. Now, you say to yourself, okay, for me to have a nice body, a healthy body, the right weight, whatever the right weight is, you know, the right configuration of my muscles and my body, that takes some workout. It takes some exercise. It takes some diet. It takes the right kind of food. It takes the right kind. No, it doesn't. We've told ourselves all our life that we have to go through certain programs to accomplish certain ends. Now, do we have to go through these programs to go through to accomplish certain ends? Does Einstein have to go through these programs to accomplish the ends of his scientific discoveries and scientific research? Did the Big Bang Theory man, in his scientific understanding, what did he do? He thought like Alice in Wonderland. He thought, why not? I'm going to be as outrageous as I possibly can. And everybody looked at him and said, you're crazy. I love it. You're crazy. I love it. And before you knew it, he was ensconced as the top dog. The Big Bang Theory. And everyone jumped on the Big Bang Wagon. And the Big Bang Wagon, old National Geographic had a ball with the Big Bang Theory. When National Geographic magazine got a hold of all the concepts and the possibilities, they had artist conceptions of what the Big Bang Theory was at minus 1 second, at 1 second, at plus 2 seconds, at plus 3 seconds, at plus tenths of a second or a hundredth of a second. And they showed how the whole cosmos was expanding and jumping and leaping and doing wonderful things. And it still is today, they say. And they say that there are places where it is as though it were at the original time of the Big Bang Theory. Now, who's got such nutty ideas like that, you know? Well, the scientists look through their microscopes or telescopes or whatever they're looking through, and they're finding this. Because sometimes it's very microscopic. Sometimes it's very telescopic. Sometimes it's out beyond the stars, so to speak. Hey, is there a universe beyond our universe, or is our universe unending? Is our universe everywhere? It is just infinite.
Yeah.
Well, if you think you want other universes, you can have them.
Of course.
If you think that you want to limit yourself to going step by step to having a physical body that's in health and in good physical stead, you can. Or you can say, I can.
I am.
Oh, maybe that's a better title. I am than I can, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, now, if you say, I am, what's going to happen to you? Now, think of it. What was that black boy who was playing baseball, or golf, rather? Famous golfer. Wonderful guy.
And,
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods. There he is, Tiger Woods. He had his day, and he was growing up, and he didn't have a lot of experiences which would have given him social balances, and so he did things that were not beneficial to him. But he was not wrong, and he was not bad. He's stupid. And this is how we all are. We all are stupid. We don't realize that our mind, our thought, does everything. All Tiger Woods had to say was, I want that. I want this. And he didn't have it. Because how did Tiger Woods play golf?
By seeing the ball in.
By seeing the ball where he wanted it to be. Now, if you're going to the fair and you're taking a baseball and you're going to hit somebody who's sitting on a teeter-totter and have him fall into a bucket of water, he's got to go into the bucket of water now and then, doesn't he? If he doesn't fall into that bucket of water, you think it's a rigged game. But it's a rigged game to have him fall in the water, because it's not natural for him to fall in the water. He doesn't have to. He could be very agile. He could be very adept. He can be very capable of not falling when he ducked the baseball and what have you. But he falls in there because, ha, 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 big show. It's fun. Now, we do that too. We say we have to exercise to get a healthy body. We have to eat the right foods to have a healthy body. Well, now, in a way, that's beneficial. But think of all of these people living in other areas of the world whose major diet is not beneficial to them, whose major diet is, according to our scientists, totally anathema to these people. They'll destroy them. They eat just rice, you know? And yet, they're healthy, strong, fantastic people. They have a few other little things they take from the woods and so forth, but basically that rice is their diet. Now, scientifically, you should not have a healthy body with rice.
Mm-hmm.
But the science never says that. People have that attitude, and they make a make-believe science out of a science that doesn't exist. According to your thought, it's done unto you. According to what's going on in your mind and your thinking and your attitude and your way of living, that's what's going on. That's what matters. Buck Rogers had no trouble, you know. Buck Rogers had the most modern clothing that you could ever want. It's the coming thing. Why? It was nothing. Buck Rogers just had, these clothing that cling to you?
Lycra.
Lycra, yeah. They just had this clothing that clings to you. And here they look the most modern people in the world, the most proper people in the world, the most wonderful. And if they had styles of what the current style in any country might have been at that time, in the 20s, the 30s, the 50s, people would call that out of date, you know. But the style of their tight clothing that clung to their body was always in style. Was always in style. Now, the early cars, what were the early cars? Boxes. And there were boxes that people sat in and boxes that people rode in with wheels underneath them. And what were some of the earlier cars? They were two sticks with a blanket between it, and you put stuff on it and you trudged it along with you. Now, these things all change. During the time of people pulling two sticks with a blanket, if you had a bigger blanket, or if you had several women in your family to pull those things, then you had it even better. Now, why did the caveman have the women doing the hard work? Because it kept them healthy. They didn't go out running around chasing after animals. They just stayed at home and kept healthy. Now, why did they do that? They did that because that was the way they were trained. And yet they had very healthy bodies. They had babies. They had everything. Now, why do people do these things? Why do people do these things? These are things, that attitudes that we have in our mind. And we can do anything we want to do. We can have any kind of a life that we want to have. We can be in any kind of a world we want to be in. And when we are in the kind of world that we're in, then great things happen to us. Now, why is it that great things happen to us? Because we are great people, and that's all that matters. And I say to you, I love you, I love you, I love you. You're great people.
Thank you.
And you're wonderful, and that's all that matters.